DW.
You don't have to spend more than a few minutes on the streets or public transport of the German capital to come up against someone in need. Be they homeless, disoriented, tearful, bent, or hurting. One thing a city of Berlin's size, popularity, and trajectory serves up with aplomb is a diversity of fates. Immersed, as we so often are, in the ado and to-do of our own lives, the response to the sight of those publicly in need often seems to be to turn a resolutely blind eye and walk on by. I've been guilty of that myself too many times, but just as many, I've stopped to give, to offer a helping hand, a listening ear, or a shoulder to cry on, if only for a moment in time. And I see others doing it too. Not everybody, all the time, far from it, but frequently enough to make me think this is a city that, for all its reputation as a place where gruffness trumps friendliness, is also a place where people know how to rally. Last week on Alexanderplatz, a sprawling central square populated by shoppers, tourists and the homeless, a disturbing cry for help cut through the bustle and the freezing morning air. By the time I figured out where it was coming from, a small group of passers-by were gathered around a man who sat bundled and motionless on the ground. A woman was gently stroking his back, while others tried to coax a reaction out of him during the wait for the emergency services, who were on their way. Beneath a railway bridge a few hundred meters away, I met Michael, a former butcher now in his late 50s, who's lived on the streets for 3 years. When I asked him how strangers treat him, he said it's with a mixed bag of snubs, fast food offerings, insults, and loose change, and occasional acts of standout generosity. Such as recently, when a man he'd never met before handed him a 50-euro note and told him to do something sensible with it. He took himself to see Star Wars at the glass-fronted cinema next to his bridge. A moment of respite from the cold that he says moved him to the brink of tears. But money isn't the only measure of the city's willingness to give. An elderly couple I know tell me that when they use public transport, other passengers invariably stand up to offer them a seat. And in the past couple of days, I witnessed a man helping a young mother with her shopping, a woman guiding a blind man to the train, and another being picked up and comforted by several pedestrians when she came off her bike with a deafening thud.
I don't know the address or...
I know these micro-scenarios are just that, but collectively they're indicative of the fact that this city, gruff and direct at times, has a social pulse, a conscience, as a young man from the Netherlands who I met carrying a sign asking for directions to the church told me.
I believe every person has a conscience, and because of that conscience, people are moved to help others.
And is that your experience here in Berlin since you arrived?
Also, yes. Yeah.
When you're walking with this note, do people respond? Do people help?
Some did. They helped me. So they have given me an address, but it wasn't the address I searched.
I took him to the only one I knew of nearby, but it wasn't the one he was looking for. After a long, fruitless search on my phone, he decided to plow on his way. Sign in hand, smile on his face, and a belief that ultimately someone who reads his request will be able to point him in the right direction. I might not be looking for a church, but I share his belief that there are enough people in this gruff old city who have at least half an eye out for those who walk, sit, and shuffle beside them to make it a place that can support its diversity of fates.
DW.